Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and so much for the intro music tonight. It looks like we lost that somehow, somewhere along the line. But I'd like to thank you for tuning in on Monday, November 9th, 2009. You are, of course, listening to The Hour of the Time here on the Worldwide Freedom Radio Network. I'm Robert Houghton, and I'm here with Doyle Shamley here today. If we've done all the cable hookups correctly, are you there, Doyle?
Yeah.
All right. I see the meters going up and down as your voice comes across here.
Good deal. Good deal.
We're good. Still running on ancient equipment.
Yeah. Well, it's when it's made out of stone, it's hard to break.
I guess that's the case. So, what's new with you, Doyle?
Well, not much. Just we have a lot of updates for people tonight and some good events coming on with guests, etc., on the website, and updates on the conferences around the country. So I'm going to just follow your lead. I know that you had two people who were not available or what have you that called into the studio. So
that's correct. Yeah, we
follow your lead with that. You know,
Well, of course, I guess all of you know out there that we've come around to this tragic anniversary again of November 6th. And of course, if you don't know already, you'll know now that that was the day that Bill was gunned down in Eager, Arizona. And it's sort of a tough time of year for both Doyle and I. It's not something we want to revisit year after year and have a million questions asked about, well, what happened to the, you know, that night and all that kind of thing. But at the same time, we do kind of want to do a tribute for Bill. So we had posted on the website that people could call in and leave their dedications for Bill. And I did get a couple of those. And let me see if I can find, if I can cue those up, and we'll play those right now. And later in the hour tonight, we'll be opening up the phone lines as well, and I'll announce the phone number later. So if you'd like to, you can call in and give your dedication live on the air. But I think maybe to start out the show, Doyle, it's a good idea to just play these two little dedications. So we got about 90 seconds or so here.
Cool.
Hey, just wanted to call in and relay a message I got from a woman from Scotland who remembers hearing on the shortwave radio over there. And she wrote that intro, when Bill Cooper would come across the shortwave radio, the people would be filled with excitement about what he was going to say that week. When I heard that beginning, I would just smile. Bill Cooper was such a sincere man, and he loved Jesus and his country. I have to agree with those sentiments, and I was happy that she passed those along. God bless Bill Cooper and you too. Hot. Alright. This is John Lee. I want to thank Bill and all the brave patriots at the Hour of the Time for waking me up and teaching me to stand up, to be counted and assert my creator and God freedom. If you go back and listen to the recordings of the Worldwide Freedom Radio Network from 10 years ago and beyond, you'll see that all the unearthed facts about so-called global warming, vaccines, communist infiltrators in the White House, socialized medicine, the 911 hoax, FEMA camps, the plan for a one-world government, and on and on and on. It all came from Bill and Doyle first, years before anyone else dared to mention any of it. It's insulting to see what little acknowledgement is given to this landmark grassroots organization. Thank you guys for continuing Bill's legacy.
And unfortunately, Doyle, you couldn't hear those two, but they're very nice, and both of them actually mentioned you as well, saying that you know, it's all of the stuff that's going on right now is pretty much being all the stuff is being rehashed from the Hour of the Times of years gone by for the last decade. That was basically what the last caller had to say, and then the first caller was talking about an email he'd gotten from one of his friends from Scotland, and this lady had been listening to Bill on the short way over in Scotland and was just sort of had the same reaction that I gave in the documentary about Bill. Every time the sirens began to wail and the dogs began to bark, it always seemed like a very exciting time to be able to sit down and hear the Hour of the Times. So that's basically what they were saying. So, and of course they both mentioned you and myself as well in the last email or last message. So thanks very much, folks. I know that was John Lee in the second message, and I'm not sure if the gentleman left his name for the first one, but anyways, we appreciate you taking the time, folks, to call in. And if there's anybody out there currently listening, like I said, we'll open up the phones later, and if you have a few seconds, give you a few seconds rather, that you can mention your memories of Bill too.
Cool, good deal.
Anything in particular you'd like to say about Bill, Doyle? Putting you on the spot there.
Not really. I mean, I've covered it and covered it and covered it.
That's exactly it.
I mean, I covered it. In fact, if you look at the Walmart of Truth over there, or whatever they call themselves, what is it, Real News? Well,
okay.
I told them that would be my last interview ever on the topic.
Right.
So.
Yeah, well, I know the interviews that I did with you. It was full 2 hours that we discussed in detail specific questions that people had asked, and I mean that's all on the website. So,
and I think Terry was it possibly is who did the transcripts even, so
that's
they were
correct.
All posted.
Yeah, they're all up there in text format too, and they're all over the web. So,
mm-hmm.
If you look for Robert Houghton Interviews Doyle Shamley, I'm sure you'll find it.
Yeah. No, that's about it. I mean, of course, you know, any time you have a loss of somebody that you're close to, you miss them. But at the same time, I also know that, and I think anybody in the audience with any sense knows he's in a better place. So it's his turn to relax now. Now he can hang back and listen to the radio and walk with the dogs and do everything he liked and hang out.
Well, a well-deserved rest indeed. Bill did his part. Now it's up to the rest of us to do ours.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what we're doing. I guess you wanted to get into the conference a little bit and talk about...
Yeah, certainly. And you can kind of segue that in with even the new stuff for the website. I mean, both at the same time. But
right.
The conferences, now, I can't see how to make it, like, clearer on the website. Because I got emails from people saying, oh, I want to go to the Eager Conference. Well, we made it really clear that the Eager Conference was full in less than 12 hours. And any vacancies or openings due to people having work schedule conflicts or whatever, we would post those openings. But that's done. And then others...
That's for 2010 we're talking about now, right?
Yes.
Yeah. The
others... for the 2010 April conference in Pennsylvania, emailing saying, oh, I'd go to PA, but you said it was full. Well, no, we didn't. Please learn to read, ladies and gentlemen. trust me, you would be getting it a lot worse right now if I was Bill telling you this, so you're getting it easy. The PA conference, we still have spots open. If you want to entertain that option, it's a really good idea. We're going to do the schedule of the 09, this conference we just held in Eager, minus the guest speaker, but we'll have the DVDs to show in the evening. And the facility has a very large screen and a, you know, regular mounted digital projector. So Rob and I will just be able to run our laptop like a DVD player and show those videos in the evening for people that want to see Michael Cremo's presentations that will be there available. You also get the DVD library, just like the Hawk Conference attendees. And because we had to not have the guest, because it's just pure scheduling conflict, and people wanted to keep the price down, that was a way to do it. And also, to make up for that, Herbal Eve, kind of Hour of the Times in-house master herbalist, graduate of School of Natural Healing, etc., is doing a set of classes there at the Pennsylvania conference that Eager didn't even get. So it's kind of a wash, in my opinion. And
yeah, exactly.
$400 for 4 days, plus then that's actually 5 nights of lodging. The meals, all told, the DVD library, everything. So it's as low as we can go and afford to fly back there and back home. So I would suggest all you people out there who've always said, oh, I want to have a going to go to the conference, but I can't go to Arizona. I'm back here on the East Coast. Well, guess what? We responded, so here you go.
Finally doing one on the East Coast.
Mm-hmm. And also wonderful work from Woodsy, who arranged all that and lined that up, and also wonderful work from Belly, I'll call him, because I don't have his permission to use his name on the air, and that's my policy. So Belly did work, and we will be announcing Kansas City shortly, a conference in Kansas City.
And basically the same thing once again. Like, it'll be the same content that we'll be covering in Pennsylvania, so it's not like you have to hit every conference each year. It's basically try and attend one of them, and unfortunately, Eager is sold out. And, of course, you've missed the Eager conference this year already, so you get a chance again to see the same material in Pennsylvania in April. And you'll see, if you go to the hourofthetime.com website, you'll see on the left-hand side Hot Conference 2009-2010. And if you click on that link, you'll be able to see a list of the courses there, and I will have updated that tomorrow so that it'll also include the Pennsylvania link right there, too, so you can click on that to confirm your attendance or whatever the case may be, so you can check out more information on that. Now, the 2009 conference that we held in Eager, we filmed some of the classes. I won't say all of the classes, but we filmed, I would say, for the most part, all of the classes. And while the Michael Cremo presentation is still in production, the rest of that Hot Conference has been finalized and converted all to DVD now. So we'll have that set coming out very shortly here now. They're all finished. They're actually in the mail on the way to Doyle to preview them. And then as soon as that happens, we're going to be able to release those. So we have actually the 2008 conference as well. So the 2008 and the 2009 conference are done. And we're just now starting to work on the 2007 conference. So for those of you that have been waiting for those DVDs to be released, they will be released within a matter of days here now, as the final copies have been made. And I think actually for the 2008 one, there was a bit of a mix-up with the slides for the mushroom presentation, so that DVD may take another week or so, but as soon as we get those slides queued up and corrected in the right order, I think we'll be set to roll that one out too.
Yeah, I think
that's a good thing. I know that a few of you, there's a couple of listeners that had donated for, donated, I remember when the DVD drive on one of our machines had gone, I had put out a request for that and said that I would send out a copy of either the 08 or 09 DVDs to those folks. So you'll be getting those shortly as well, just if you're out there listening. We haven't forgotten about you.
Nope. I know exactly who it is.
Okay, good.
And, yes, that's you too, Bob. So you know. And we haven't forgot about you. You've been moving around with your classes and stuff, but that's good. But, yeah, the conference was quite a success, and many people are really, really, really eager to be in Pennsylvania. And I'm glad you are. You're going to have a good time. You're going to learn a lot. I think you're going to be inundated with information because there is stuff that categorically for a fact I know was covered in the EAGR conference, and people get home and it all starts really soaking in. And there's so much information, and everybody does such a good job of taking notes and working hard and networking during breaks and the evenings that it becomes overwhelming. So people are almost like doing refreshers via email from me for about 3 weeks after the EAGR conference, which is good. I mean, I want you to be swamped with information. So I think it's going to work out excellent, and Kansas City is real exciting, too. We're just putting them out kind of geographically so that people can get to conferences easier with their work schedules or whatever, travel schedules around the country. And I'm real excited about the new program we're going to do on the website, Rob. You want to maybe go into more of that, because you explained the columnist and their access and blah, blah, blah really good compared to me, because you know the technology better.
Yeah, well, people have been sort of writing in and suggesting that they'd like to see more activity on the website, and we have got a lot of researchers out there who have been, basically feeding us information, and, you know, it's stuff that we take a look at and digest and see whether or not it's actually factual and all that kind of stuff. But at the end of the road, if we don't end up doing a program on that, that piece of research ends up being seen by Doyle and myself and maybe a few of other people on our mailing list and stuff like that. But it seems a shame to let all of these pieces of research go to waste, so to speak. You know, there's a lot of good information out there being sent in on a fairly regular basis by a lot of our researchers out there. And so we're going to open up the website to contributors, basically. So we're going to have something similar. You could say that it's sort of like the CAGI, Citizens Agency for Joint Intelligence system that Bill had set up, but a less formal endeavor. And it's going to allow people to go right to the Hour of the Time website and contribute their articles there. Now, of course, Doyle and I will have editorial review over them, and we'll be able to decide whether or not the article is indeed factual before we publish it. But it's going to allow people that want to contribute, it's going to give them an easier route to go. And basically, you'll create a username on the hourofthetime.com website, and we create a password and all that kind of jazz, and then you'll be able to contribute articles. And we're also going to be adding message boards to the website as well. The comment sections at the end of each article that either Doyle writes or myself have been fairly active since we put up that new WordPress-style website. Mm-hmm. And the only thing that people were complaining about with that was that it's kind of, you know, sometimes people will post a comment and then forget to go back and check and see if anybody else has replied to their comment. So adding forums and basically a message board on the Hour of the Time website will facilitate that for people, and you'll be able to, for those of you that are tech savvy, be able to subscribe to an RSS feed for that particular topic and all that kind of jazz. So we're going to be implementing that over the next month or so, and I'm actually looking forward to it. It'll take a bit of pressure off of me and Doyle having to edit and input, basically, is the key thing, having to input everything that goes on the website ourselves. So as we have other users adding their content that they've researched, and then we go in and verify that the content is, in fact, accurate, then we can publish the article, and it's just going to save a few steps.
Yeah.
And, of course, make the website a bit more dynamic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we really like to have that hands-on approach with the website ourselves, because we do the work, and we have to back it up and support it, and we have to answer the some of the idiot emails that are just, you know, people being hateful or whatever. So it's good to have a system like that, Rob. I mean, we could have all sorts of stories if we wanted to do like some of the other websites and just post every fax that we get. But
exactly, yeah. We don't want to be doing that.
But we don't do that, so. No, but I think that's a neat program. In fact, I was waiting for someone that said they were going to finish their article by today. I guess he's been too busy building booms, but I do have three ready on my desktop right now already that are exclusive. They're excellently done, and they cover subjects that you don't always hear. I wrote a thesis paper in 88 on various special operations within the military that did off-the-wall stuff. It's very provable, documentable, and unfortunately, things like the men who stare at goats is going to make a mockery and make people think that, well, that's just some goofy thing. It's a comedy movie.
Right.
When in actuality, they're real units that did really bad things out there in a lot of countries. And so one gentleman took the call, and he wrote a nice, really nice article on it. In fact, he even ran into some why he was trying to interview high-up people, ran into some stumbling blocks and people that have reported on in the past that got cold feet and refused to go on record as he got deeper and deeper in the article. Very intriguing. A good one from Swampy as well. So everything is looking real well, and I want to put these up Wednesday or so. It's just really their call who goes first, I guess. I mean, right now we'll post them. They're here, they're proofread, blah, blah, blah. But once we have your system online there, I say yours because you know how to do it. I have no clue. they'll just go in directly. And if someone really wants to be involved with something like that, then certainly contact us, but you also got to understand that if you're going to do it, you have to do it. It can't be, I'm going to write it and then disappear.
Promises. Exactly.
For 2 years or something. It can't happen like that. So that is critical. We've had that in the past on various projects, whether they be work parties or whatever. And it's unfortunate because if you kind of work plans and juggle stuff around, and then something doesn't come through, then again, we're stuck kind of holding the bag. So we want to avoid that as well. And then I really think that another good idea would be when people are in the chat room or whatnot, if someone is trying to ask legitimate things, trying to learn, et cetera, to, bear with them, or let them in. Don't overcrowd them with BS. We've got only four people, if you will, have been banned from the chat room. And really, the last two is because of that very thing right there. Was someone kept saying, hey, I'm trying to ask this. I'm serious. I don't know. I'm new. And they just kept stomping on them and stomping on them. So I got rid of them. And they won't be back. So let's just try to keep that in mind, too, everybody listening.
Are you in the chat room tonight, Doyle?
Huh?
Are you in the chat room live right now?
Yeah, I'm watching it roll by.
Okay. Just curious. I'm not in there right now. So.
There's quite a few people, actually.
Good.
Two bellies. Anyway, there's quite a few people in there, and it's really good. And everybody was actually gearing up heavy for the broadcast beforehand. So, sounds good. Somebody that feels in the chat room that we should interview them, but that will be a cold day in hell.
Yeah, I'm not privy to that information scrolling by, so.
Yeah,
we'll just let that one go.
It's rather humorous.
I see.
But also...
some sort of Alex Jones type comment or something, I guess.
Yeah.
More or less.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, now they're all laughing, so obviously they are listening, which is a good thing. Now, one other thing, too, I'd like to ask people to keep in mind is when they're emailing us or posting a comment on whether it's the chat room or on the website, and we get a tremendous, tremendous amount of emails into the Hour of the Time at hotmail.com. We get a tremendous amount of emails there. Don't automatically blow a gasket because we don't want to run with your personal campaign, because we get that a lot. where this is the most important thing or the most important author or something, you know, the greatest thing since sliced bread type of event, and we're supposed to dedicate all our resources to it, and if we don't do it, within 4 hours you're writing pissed off emails back.
Right,
Don't be ignorant. Come on. Just when you're writing, there's also 200 other people writing every day with the same, this is most important to me. So if you're that adamant about it, prove yourself up, write an article, proofread it, send it in, support it, back it up with evidence, and we'll post it. If you're not that serious about it, then don't get on us. Comes down to that.
You should do more research, Doyle.
Yeah, I don't read enough as it is. I get at least 2 hours of sleep a night.
Yeah,
what am I thinking?
I don't know.
But I'm real excited about all this, and we've got the first piece of new equipment in here. We were talking about the cables a couple days ago, remember?
Yes, correct, yeah.
And that piece, I mean, just so you know what I'm talking about. And that is going to facilitate a real good guest and call-in recording on live broadcast here. Now we just need to get the same stuff up in Canada so that both studios are on the same sheet of music with equipment and software and everything. So that's a push we're going to be on right now to get that done. We also have a couple more work parties coming up. One is getting all the remaining footage digitally archived. Is that the correct term, Rob? Or?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Archived and anything that's applicable, and that means, you know, sound good enough to keep away everybody griping about that, or a good enough picture so people aren't griping about that. That means getting it out there on the website. We're talking old archives, some of it, you know, years back from Bill and stuff, you know, right before. And that's why I'm real excited about that project you're wrapping up from Porterville.
Yeah, that'll be a good one to get.
That was the, you know,
yep.
Utmost of his career was that engagement. So
it's definitely a very good piece, So. And I just hung up on somebody on the call-in line, so if you'd like to call back, caller, please go ahead. We will be opening up the phone lines probably in about 10 minutes or so and just take your calls for the last 20 minutes of the hour or so. But if you're listening, caller, please call back, and I'll put you back on hold.
But what's really neat, too, is as we've gotten more and more input from the audience to do several of these programs, we've got to meet a lot of people, like the people who, you know, pulled themselves up by their own bootstraps and are getting multiple conferences organized around the country, people writing articles. This is all great stuff. You know, and we get to find out more of the backgrounds of research that are out there because everybody has a particular forte, you know, that's their thing. They just either, it's usually it's something they like, so they excel in it. Or there's something they're very curious in. And we get to find out what people do, and that's really good as we network more and more because we've been doing a lot more of that and a lot more people are starting very, very potent and powerful groups in their local areas to be more aware and more ready for anything bad that could happen.
And that's really the bottom line now. I mean, a lot oftentimes people wonder why we don't you know, fly off the handle and freak out about the new latest swine flu or whatever maybe the flavor of the day on the front page of your newspaper and discuss that at length over and over and over again is because really, you know, we've been at this for a long time now. I mean, I've only been in the last, you know, recent years, but Doyle and Bill have been doing it for years and years. And a lot of that information has been covered again and again and again on the Hour of the Time broadcast. And it's just not something we really want to necessarily dive into. I mean, if you're very interested in H1N1 and want to write an article about it and it's factual and it's truthful, certainly we'll consider, you know, posting that on the site or whatever the case may be. But we are looking more towards solutions these days, and that's basically what the Hour of the Time's out about now is about solutions. And why panic when there are practical solutions that everybody can do and implement in their daily lives? So that's where we're headed.
Yeah.
Property rights, I understand, actually, you just had an interview with a local, or actually a statewide newspaper there in Arizona, Doyle. You want to talk a little bit about that? Or?
Yeah, sure. It first appeared on the online edition before the print edition. So that actually first occurred. It was Friday night, Saturday morning.
Okay.
How you want to read the clock. Very late at night. And the regular print edition on Sunday. The columnist in the East Valley Tribune, et cetera, the largest newspaper circulated in the state of Arizona, started, this is the first installment in a series of articles, actually, and I sent the link out to everybody on our email list an hour at a time so they could read it and comment on it. And people really ought to, especially nowadays, get off their dead asses and write comments, because I get sick of hearing people say, oh, I'm ready to fight the whole military-industrial complex of the New World Order, and then they're too lazy to post a damn comment at a newspaper, because that tells me they're cowards. Now, look, when a reporter is willing to go out on a limb and write a series of articles in the biggest distributed newspapers throughout the state of Arizona on issues and talk about the New World Order and the fraudulent Federal Reserve, don't scare her off due to lack of support. Show her your support. So we covered many of the planned federal land grabs around the country. The largest property rights group in America is founded right here because of Hour of the Time, and has more power and has defeated more agency plans than anybody out there to date. So we've already got wins in the circuit courts already, and we're headed to the Supreme Court because the 10th, using a ton of our work and our legal research, thanks to Hour of the Time, the Ninth Circuit ruled on behalf, again, they actually hold the record now for circuit courts ruling on behalf of private property rights, and that a lot of people find that ironic because of where they're located, the Bay Area. But the 10th was asked by Obama, which is, really, chicken shit of the president, to call a circuit court and tell him to overrule another circuit court. But he did. I even read the press releases about it. They can't hide it. All that's going to do is make it go to the Supreme Court, which I'm glad. Because it's going to tell us two things. Either we still have some remnant of the U.S. Constitution and freedom left, or we don't. One or the other. Real simple. They're going to have to answer the question, finally, about who has jurisdiction over property and lands within the several states. And I know the answer, but let's see just how far they plan on taking it.
Yeah, so we should post that article on the, or at least a link to that article on the front of the Hour of the Time site, so people can take a look at it. Because I did read it. It was an interesting piece indeed. And there are a few comments there now, but yeah, certainly people should be supportive of these type of journalists that do go, out on a limb and support these kind of causes.
Yeah, because she knows that she was going to get torqued on, especially being it's a series of articles. It's going to run on through the next 3 months.
Okay.
And she knows that. It started the very evening that it hit the online edition, because there's paid professional agitators. It's a very old common tactic of the Socialist Front. And they do nothing but observe or watch or sit at certain places. Whether it's in a meeting hall, they're always there. Or whether they subscribe, looking like a supporter, but subscribe to everything that a given group gives out, so they can constantly heckle it, neutralize it. That's actually the proper term by the World Socialist Front, is a neutralizer. So that started as soon as the online edition was published, even though it was out in the middle of the night. And paid agitators, Acorn-type stuff. So we need to also push back. And that's the problem with so many freedom-loving Americans out there, all over this great country, is the small percentage of people who really understand freedom And, you know, same as all you up there in Canada too, Rob. So many of the great people I've met through you up there that we get outnumbered because we're also the ones trying to do every benefit and help the church and write this and help the neighbor. And pretty soon we end up falling behind and we can't even keep up with the very things that we love and know are right.
Mm-hmm.
So it's time for people to start, unfortunately, prioritizing things. And at the point we're in right now in this history of our country and Canada's history and where we're going, it's time to move that up a few notches over the annual weekend barbecue or the football game. You know, that's people are going to have to start putting their priorities where they really belong, not what's convenient. Because everybody knows my opinion of convenience, and I've said it on the air enough, so I don't need to cover that. But
there are positive things happening too. It's not all bad news, folks. Actually, for a long time here, of course, I believe I discussed the Canadian Long Gun Registry many times over, but just last week, on Wednesday, I believe it was, just last week, the federal government here in Canada voted down the Long Gun Registry. So that's still going to committee right now, and there'll be, of course, recommendations made in the committee, so forth and so on. And, of course, handguns will always still be registered here in Canada. It's been that way since the 1900s, basically. So that's not a battle I think we're ever going to win here in Canada. But in terms of long guns, we're talking about hunting rifles, shotguns, you know, even a .22 gopher killer, you know. Like, all of those guns, since 2000, I believe it was 2000 when the gun registry came in, have had to be registered. And that includes existing guns that you had. There was no grandfather clause where you could keep, you know, what you already had, and anything new had to be registered. No, everything had to be registered. And that was just voted down here recently. So thanks to a couple of gun rights activists groups here in Canada, that finally has given us a bit of success up here in voting that long gun registry down. So there are good things that can happen, people. And like you're saying, Doyle, you're winning some cases with the property rights groups down there. And there's still progress being made. It's not all doom and gloom. And that's where we have to focus, is about the progress that's being made and, you know, solutions for ourselves and like-minded individuals, freedom-loving individuals. That's what it's all about.
Mm-hmm. I agree, certainly. Now, I got to get a jab out there on the air for someone that's always hassling me all the time. Okay?
Let's hear it.
Well, there's this bonehead that's always hassling me, and he owns and makes handmade boomerangs. So go to his boomerang website and support this poor guy, please. He does handmade boomerangs, and they're all made by him, and they supposedly actually return to you. I don't know.
Now, are these like hunting boomerangs, or are they just for leisure, like sport boomerang?
I think leisure competition.
Okay.
So I think sports and that type of thing. But he's trying, and I'll give him that much. I don't believe we can hunt with them. I asked that question. Could you strike an animal and it would still return? And he answered that, well, this model would definitely make a bear mad, and this definitely would really put some hurt to something.
Okay.
So he'll give you recommendations. And I don't recall his actual website right this second. Maybe he'll email me before the show's over, and I'll announce it. I did break down, even though this guy is nothing but a nuisance to me, and purchase one.
Oh, really? Okay.
To give to the those little stair-step children next door.
Right.
I'm going to give it to them for Christmas, and then they can throw it through every car window that drives by or whatever they're going to do with it. I don't know. They're a wild bunch, but I get to see all the little children playing across the street on weekend soccer, flying kites, all that in the school grounds. So, and the neighbor children, you've met them and seen them all. They like to talk and hug and all that, and yell and scream. I think they'll have a blast with it. It's a Wishbone Boomerangs, and it's like W-H-I-S-H-H. Wish, I guess that's supposed to be like a going through with an air sound. Wishbone Boomerangs. Anyway, there's my sick commercial advertising for today.
Today's episode of The Hour of the Time has been brought to you by Wish Boomerangs or whatever, .com. For free. Yeah.
So anyway, no, I guess we can't hunt, and they don't, like, knock out an animal and come back to you. I really didn't think, but I thought I'd ask them.
Well, I know that, like, I understand that's what the whole premise of the boomerang was, that the hunters would use them, and they would get it's like a semi-automatic or whatever. They'd get the second shot back, because if they didn't hit the animal, the boomerang would come back, and they could launch it again or whatever. Mm-hmm. But anyhow.
In our Southwest tribes, like we covered in the Fourth World,
yes.
You had your Hopi throwing sticks.
Okay.
You know, that they hunted with. They didn't return. They weren't meant to. They weren't as elaborate, but they were very proficient with it. They could hit rabbits at incredible distances with them to, you know, feed the family. So it's a very, very old sport, weapon, whatever you want to call it. But this guy thinks I always tick on him all the time because I ask him to be half responsible, like I ask everybody to be. So I thought I'd give his little company a push tonight.
Well, I can certainly hear the underlying smirk in your voice. So
yeah, no, I did.
He'll order one.
He said it's shipped today for the neighbor children. So.
Well, we got about 20 minutes left here, Doyle, and then we have another episode of.
Well, let's open up the calls.
A healthier you tonight.
Yeah, let's open up the calls and hope that, and we also have to hope that broadcasters, like what happened last week on the 5th, the wrong date, et cetera, self-aggrandizement to sell a new website using Bill's death, that's absolutely disgusting, and that occurred, and I had several people email me in the hour of the time at hotmail.com email, that listened to the show or went to the archives. They listened to the show because I had been on there previously. They obviously didn't listen to the interview they did with me.
That was, what was it, Liberty News Network or something?
Yeah, they said they were launching a new website that's going to be the one-stop source for truth, but after I heard that broadcast, taking advantage of Bill's death to launch a new website, on the wrong day, that I have to just call it the Walmart of Truth now. And on the picture on the thing, see, there's an age-old international socialist symbol of the raised clenched fist used, and it's commonly known and has been used for that as a common symbol of socialist uprising.
That's why I always hated to see that Ron Paul Revolution symbol.
Yeah.
I got the heebie-jeebies every time I saw it. I thought, no, that's not good at all. But
no,
anyhow.
And that was on purpose, too. But to see that on the so-called host doing that right on that website in his picture, maybe that shows us more. And maybe I had been too nice on the interview before. Because in the interview, I believe the point is 18:18, as in 18 minutes, 18 seconds.
Okay.
I even commented on that broadcast that people have got to pay attention to what we're saying, the reports, and get the facts straight about the events of that day, and then they turn around and use a man's death. It makes me sick, because I'm the one who cleaned the blood up off the front and dealt with all the hassle, and for someone really to use the event to only pimp and launch a new website is absolutely disgusting and low. Now, luckily, a lot of people that listen to that on Liberty News or whatever it was called, Real News Network or something, because I won't be back. But luckily, a lot of those people that emailed me at hourofthetime@hotmail.com said the only reason they had listened even was because I had been on that broadcast. But
right.
They will no longer listen to that network. And I think that's good. That's their way of voting, per se. So.
Okay.
Anyway, let's get some callers.
Yeah, our call-in number for tonight is 613-733-4324. So, folks, if you want to call in, that's 613-733-4324. And if you just have a quick comment, you'd like to say something in remembrance of Bill, or if you have a quick question to ask Doyle or whatever, Fortunately, we don't have a full duplex on the phones here, so if you could just maybe ask your question and then hang up and wait for the answer from Doyle or myself, that's probably the best bet for this evening. That little unit Doyle was talking about earlier down in Arizona to hook up the phones is what we need up here as well. Make things a bit more streamlined. So 613-733-4324 if you'd like to call in. We got about 15 minutes here left tonight. And you were talking about a new series, Doyle, that we're going to be doing live on the air in the next couple of weeks. Do you want to maybe discuss a little bit more about what you're going to cover in that series?
Yeah, it's on the Hermet, or basically if you want to or wish to call it, there's different interpretations, but like the Hermetic seals, the Hermetic marriages,
okay,
if you will. We'll call them Man on the Moon, because he gave me that as an option, so that's
okay.
What I'll use. Man on the Moon contributed a wonderful research piece on that and said I can use it on the air, and so he's going to get, I would give his name out, but that was not the deal. So he's now known as Man on the Moon.
Man on the Moon.
And it's a wonderful piece. I'm sure he is listening. I told him I would just use that instead of his real name. That is a really nice piece. And also, there's some very little known history on the Afghan valleys and that we're going to be covering extensively. And we've reeled in retired PSYOPs instructors from the military, pieces they wrote for colleges, you know, regular colleges, and also for war colleges, both, as they retired and pursued their civilian career. It is a very interesting tale that most people don't realize that the history of U.S. Subterfuge, on one hand, if you will, or false propping up of governments, is very intricate and goes every direction in Afghanistan. Someone contributed one hell of a piece. I would love to meet this person, and we have permission to use it. He said he'd be honored for our the time, of all people, to use it on the air. And
excellent.
That'll take about five nights alone. It is huge. And everything was sourced and documented, and I checked it out. Was able to verify it against the Army, U.S. Army's War College, their writings.
Excellent. Well, we have a caller here. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey there. It's Joe from PA.
Hey, Joe. How are you doing?
Doing all right. I'm just really excited for the conference. I want to thank you guys. Everything you're doing is doing great. And I wish I could have met Bill. He sounds like a really awesome guy. And everything's just been a real inspiration. And can't wait for the conference. And just wanted to call and say thanks.
Okay, appreciate it. Thanks for calling, Joe.
Right on, no problem.
Keep drumming.
Yeah.
All right.
Cool, Joe. Joe had he has a picture of him landing on a cactus in his between his legs. I don't know if he enjoyed that or not.
I'm not sure I follow you, Doyle. Can you elaborate?
No, a picture, and he fell on a cactus or something.
Oh, okay.
I don't think it was enjoyable.
I don't think so, no.
But
so Joe's coming to the PA conference, which is excellent.
Yep. So, and a lot of other good people are, too. That's what's real excited. It's going to be a heck of a time. We've got a beautiful facility that Woodsy lined up, same as Belly back there in Kansas City. Wonderful outdoor-type setting, nice dining facilities, nice, beautiful lodging. When I say outdoorsy, I mean you're surrounded with nice forest and activities to do. Shooting ranges in Kansas City is next door to the facility.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah. So, guess what we'll be doing in Kansas City?
Woohoo!
Yep.
That's good. Yeah, I guess we'll... day was cut off of the PA conference as well, I believe, right? Because there was no shooting range within distance?
Yeah, and
Now, really, that was only even half a day at the Eager conference, folks, so it's not like you're missing out on a whole lot, but it was I know that some of the had never, and of course my phone is dying here, a lot of people that had never shot a handgun before or anything like that really got a good primer on all the different styles. So let me switch out a phone here if I can.
And I think you might recall that I kept, I did statistical analysis on the, to prove the quality of training at the HOT conference with the steel reactive military targets that self-reset. These are the very same targets that are used in Ranger School and the Marine Corps for the LERPs and forward scouts and scout observers and force recon use the very same targets that we provided.
Right, yes.
And the analysis, due to the training, the average for a newbie that hadn't had much exposure to a handgun or none went from 10% hit rates to across the classroom average of over 90% by the end of the day. And that's what we're about, teaching people to be effective and strong on their own two feet.
Okay, we got another caller. Go ahead, caller, you're on the air. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Hey, Rob and Doyle, this is Robert, also known as Squeezel, calling from Southern Arizona near the border.
Hey,
hi,
cool, Rob, that's
you guys?
That's the record.
Say that again, Doyle?
He's the one who helped us
with
the storage and got the records.
Ah, very good. Okay, yes, Doyle mentions to me here that something about the records from storage. The unfortunately, here we have a bit of equipment problem here. So Doyle's not hearing the caller. Are you still there?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Go ahead. Do you have a question for Doyle or just a comment to make?
No, just a comment. Doyle knows who I am, and actually we're going to be visiting pretty soon. But, you know, I just wanted to remember Bill, you know, every time this time of year rolls around, you know, I just, it makes me emotional. But, you know, Bill has just been such a forceful influence in my life and, you know, literally changed my life. And, I don't know what else to say, but
well, he had that effect on a lot of us. That's basically what I'm why I'm with Doyle to this day. I mean, I think the biggest thing I can thank the biggest thing I can thank Bill for right now is Doyle. I guess at this point, you know, in the early years, it was basically Bill that woke me up as well. But certainly, the best thing that I've gotten out of the whole kerfuffle was the great friendship with Doyle and being able to help out here with the Hour of the Time. So I appreciate your comments.
And, you know, also, I'd like to thank you guys. I mean, I remember hearing Bill on the air, you know, speak of Doyle so affectionately and praisingly. And now that I've gotten to know him, you know, I certainly second that. And, you know, it was a blessing to have Bill, and it's a blessing to have you guys around. And, you know, you're always there doing it, and you're an inspiration for me, as well as Bill was, you know. And I look forward to meeting you guys at some point in the future. I mean, I've been to visit Doyle before, and I will be again, and maybe one year I can make it to the conference. And, you know, I just want to encourage people to really just, you know, the time is to get out there and do it right now. You know, just get out there and do it and have no fear, you know. Just speak the truth and live the truth, and for Bill's sake and for all of our sakes, you know. So you guys have a good night.
All right. I really appreciate that, those compliments and great words of wisdom as well. Take care now. Were you able to hear that okay, Doyle?
Yes, I actually heard it quite well. I heard the other one as well.
Okay,
quite
good.
Well, too.
Yeah, it's just a problem with getting you to the caller as well here. That's the issue we have right now. Of course, we talked about this before, the fact that phones are full duplex, and mixing boards, if you run them in full duplex, you get nothing but feedback. So that's why we have to have these fancy telephone interfaces that we just don't have here in Canada at this point. And if anybody would like to donate a radio station mixing board to us, certainly send that to the Canadian address. We could use some new equipment.
Yeah, taking a beating lately, but you did get some cool stuff during the summer.
Oh yeah, no, we have had some equipment upgrades here, but you know, my list is a mile long, and we're only a couple hundred feet down the road right now.
Yeah, exactly.
But things aren't all bad. That's for sure.
No. And another thing too, Rob, is that you have a really, really neat I personally feel really need skill and opportunity instead of equipment. Anybody out there needing a professional DVD duplication, like the full publishing stations that verify and print and burn, and they're all fancy and beautiful color artwork, you've got all that arranged to kick off cottage industry.
And yeah, we're going to eventually be publishing that on the website too, so that if there are anybody out there with those kind of projects for CD or DVD duplication, we'll be putting all those details up as well. But just before the top of the hour here, we have another caller, so I'm just going to unmute him and go ahead, caller. You're on the air.
Hey, Rob, in Kansas City.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, please. Say that again.
TJ from Kansas City.
Hi, TJ.
Hey, well, first I wanted to say a tribute to Bill. One of the things that really impacted my life was the statement that he always said was to not be able to believe anything you hear unless you can prove it with your own research. And so just all the things we hear in the news and the emails and the alternative media that claim this and claim that, and there's so much BS out there, and so many people are led astray in the wrong direction, and it's just something that would really change the world if they all took that one piece of advice and listened to and would stop supporting all these wars and all these different organizations that help create and support these wars and then all the mystery Babylon religions that create all the propaganda and the lies.
Yeah, and then like Doyle had mentioned here previously, then you have Hollywood rewriting history with the men who stare at goats, and people all of a sudden think just because they've seen this movie that that's the way things actually happen, be it a comedy or not, you know. And it's a lot easier to sit back and just be a passive listener and absorber of information without actually having to go out and do that research. But I certainly agree with you that that was one of Bill's best statements, that believe nobody and prove it with your own research. But unfortunately, there are very few of us out there that actually take the time to try and do that.
Mm-hmm. No, certainly. And, if more people...
And so other radio hosts that aren't even worth mentioning that imitate Bill and say things like, oh, go and... don't believe me, go to my website. I put it right there. Like that's real research. They post a news article that proves what they say.
Right. Well, I hate to cut you off here, TJ, but we're coming right up to the top of the hour, and we have a healthier you coming up next. So I appreciate your call, and we'll be doing more of these call-ins, and we'll have some better equipment here so that you can actually hear what Doyle's saying on the other side of things. In the near future. So thanks again, TJ, and we'll talk to you later.
Thank you both, Doyle and Rob.
Take care. All right, Doyle, do you have any last-minute comments here before we click away the last 30 seconds or so?
No, it's, thank you. Oh, yeah, I do. Thank you, Rob, for all your help and everybody that's so gracious, at the conferences and out in the chat audiences and the email audiences that do stand up and help. Thank you. And, of course, thank you, Herbal Eve, for putting up with me.
All right, folks, thanks for tuning in tonight. Go to hourofthetime.com to check out updates on what's coming up with us and to check out the PA conference as well. Stay tuned. Please enjoy another broadcast of A Healthier You. Tonight we're going to talk about ginkgo and blood clotting.
The Hour of the Time may be contacted at HOTT, that's HOTT, P.O. Box 940, Eager, spelled EAGAR, in the state of Arizona, 85925. Our phone number is 928-333-2942, and our website is www.hourofthetime.com.